What are you doing, Mickey?
I don't think I want to know.
Sorry, my mouth was full.
And there's the black helicopters again.
Superhero time with your hosts, XV.
I wonder how many people we could kill.
Hey, Mickey.
Gotta make them all.
Paladin.
Hey-o.
Brian Kilby. And Fort Max.
Marvelous!
Showtime! It's superhero time. Kilby sucks quite a lot. I'm XV, and with me this week I have Hey Mickey.
Yep.
Really?
No, not really.
Who's next? Hey, Fort Max.
Yeah.
And Paladin.
Yo.
Yeah. We're all upbeat this week, aren't we?
Just as much as usual.
I'm full of ham.
Is that what it is that this time?
Is that an unfortunate euphemism?
Delicious ham. Juicy ham.
I don't like ham.
You're not human.
Now,
we've established that, haven't we?
If you could get me a bacon that was as thick as a ham, I'd be really happy, but the ham I just don't really care for.
There's bacon that's almost thick as a ham at the grocery store across the street from me.
But it's still just, it's not really the same, though, is it?
It's pretty awesome, I can tell you that. It costs $7 a package.
How big of a package?
There's about maybe 6 strips in it.
Well, I meant, like, how much does it weigh?
I don't know, but it's about a quarter inch thick.
You know, most things are sold by weight.
I don't do weights, and I don't cook either, so.
You don't cook?
No.
Why not?
I'm not allowed.
What? What are you, 12?
Start 4 or 5 grease fires and suddenly you're not allowed in the kitchen anymore. Not fair.
What were you trying to cook when you started grease fires?
Grease.
No, no.
He's a southerner, after all.
I was trying to thin it down with some water, and then things just went to hell from there.
No, really, why don't you cook?
I'm lazy, basically.
Yeah, your first answer is better.
Are there any answers we come up with would be better?
And also because I am really bad with measurements in general, so.
For cooking, measuring's not that important. Now, baking, that's different.
Baking is cooking. We've had this argument before.
Baking is like baking. Cooking is
cooking.
It's like
we've gone to a clip show.
What?
It's like we've gone into a clip show.
No, that's next week.
I remember that time we were arguing about whether we were in a clip show or not.
Remember that time the power chamber was in the basement?
No.
Remember the time when we used to make sense?
No.
No. Yeah, that was probably December of last year.
But Mickey, we didn't start until January.
Oh, didn't? It.
Yeah, actually, didn't the power chamber thing first come up in our musical episode?
Yep.
I remember because you asked if we could sing the argument to keep it on topic.
Because y'all were going on about it for about 10 minutes straight.
How silly of you to think that there was a topic to keep on. Or that I cared.
Yeah.
Or that any of us cared.
In the idealistic days of my youth, I thought this show stood for something. Now I know it's all about the money.
And your mom.
And whores.
That's what I just said.
Bitches and whores.
That's right.
We were talking about something, weren't we?
Actually, we weren't this time. We didn't even get started on a topic.
That's right.
I remember. Time today because there's not much to talk about.
What are you kidding? We have Gokaiger.
No, remember that
time?
That's
right, we do.
Remember the time Mickey said he was full of delicious, juicy ham, and I started talking about how I didn't like ham, and we got off on this tangent. So yeah, how about that Gokaiger?
They're all fantastic, and I must own them all.
You know what is great about Gokaiger?
It's not Gosager.
I'd say that.
Yeah, I was thinking the costume design.
See, that's how awesome this series is already. I'm agreeing with Fort Max.
this is like a miraculous series that it can do stuff like that.
I know.
This is a series that will bring world peace.
Alternately, it will be another Ghost Ager and we will all cry and cry.
That cannot happen.
Oh no, that can happen.
Oh no, it can't.
Yes, it can.
Yes, it can.
It's Japan.
It's the same Japan that gave us Go-Onger and Shinkanger and Deka-Ranger.
Geki.
I didn't say no, Geki, I said Deka.
Yeah, but Geki-Ranger.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
No, I love how the helmets look like pirate hats.
The costume designs incorporated every single thing I love about pirates into one costume. The only thing that's missing is like a hook hand and a peg leg. And I'm pretty sure that's going to be in the Sixth Ranger.
So he'll be double amputee ranger?
No, he'll at least have a hook hand or a peg leg. And probably a robotic talking parrot, I bet.
That'll be a Zord.
Yeah.
It'll be a little one. It'll sit on the shoulder of Gokaio.
But yep, I love the helmets. I love that they've got jackets with big stupid collars on them.
Yeah.
I love the skull and crossbones motif they got going.
Yeah, I mean,
the weapons are pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, cutlasses and powder pistols. Hell yes.
And pink dual wields. Going by that one promo picture.
Okay, I thought you meant something else.
Well, probably that too, but no, I'm talking about the guns. Okay.
It's not airy this time.
No, if it was airy, they'd have to make the helmet wider.
They should make airy into a kite. But she's already airheaded, and you just tie a string to her and just let her go.
Well, wouldn't that be a balloon, though?
Well, the wind would catch the ears, and, you know, there'd be resistance. You'd have to pull, like a kite.
So it'd be like a balloon with sails. Why don't they make
sails? That's putting all kinds of weird images in my head now, like a balloon with, like, a mast.
Yeah, why don't they make sail balloons?
They should.
That could be, like, the most boring extreme sport ever. Para-ballooning.
that sounds pretty extreme.
Well, it sounds extreme until you realize you're only going about 5 miles an hour.
But it seems faster if you're drinking Surge.
They don't even make Surge anymore, do they?
No.
They just call it Vault now.
I don't think Vault is quite the same thing, though.
Plus, Vault's kind of gross.
Yeah, you know, when I had some Vault at Burger King the other day, it tasted really good. And then today when I went back to try to get some more, it tasted like salt.
Vault frequently tastes like vitamins.
What do vitamins taste like?
Minerals.
Which taste like what?
I guess dirt. Citrus-flavored dirt.
Well, that seems pretty in line with what I tasted today.
Oh, you know what else is great about the Gokaidras?
The Megazord?
Not Ghost Ager?
And the whole transformation system thing they've got going on here.
How do you mean?
But no one agrees?
The key thing to change into Past Rangers?
Yes. How they got little plastic toys
thing.
They got little ranger toys that fold up like Target Masters and they shove into their morpher.
Well, I'm glad it's just in their morpher.
Or possibly their weapons.
Good news, it's a suppository. Yeah, it's no Deka Driver, but it's a good idea.
I can't wait to see it in action.
It's far superior to lame cards.
Well, it's far superior to lame Ghost Ager either way.
Yeah,
and
well, I mean,
lame hidden discs too, if I may say.
Yeah, the hidden discs are kind of eh.
Well, the hidden discs, I mean, there's not much you can do with them outside of just using them in the toys. But these little ranger figures, you can, you know, play with them and bash them together if you're a kid as well. So that's like double play value.
Well, I mean, hitting things with other things that hurt a lot when you hit things with them, that's what being a kid's all about.
Of course.
It is. And plus, these little ranger keys things, they probably have just as much articulation as the regular size ranger figures in Japan.
Yeah, or
unfortunately, you're right.
Probably even more since they fold at the waist.
Yeah.
And of course, the most important part of the whole thing is Gokaio.
formed primarily from a pirate ship.
Yes. He looks like
a pirate ship with a sword for a prow. Or whatever the part of the ship that is called. The front.
The bow.
Yeah, that's it. Whatever. I'm not a seaman. I don't know these things.
Well, nowhere to go with that.
Just pass over that joke.
But yes, Gokaio looks fantastic.
I was trying to say, he looks kind of like the bastard son of Shinkeno and Kiretsuo.
With a little...
Yeah, a little bit.
With a little bit of that dragon pirate ship thing from Web Diver.
Captain Shark?
No, that was...
That's Brave.
Yeah.
Sorry, wishful thinking.
What did Captain Shark turn into? I don't remember.
What?
What did Captain Shark turn into? I don't remember.
A shark?
I thought it was just shark-themed in its robot mode and turned into some other thing. Yeah.
So Gokaio got cannon everywhere. I'm beating the things out of his chest.
What?
Am I breaking up?
Of course.
Yes. Surprised it took this long, actually.
I'm surprised it took this long to not be able to understand what he was saying.
When do we ever understand what he's saying?
Well, it's not like he's Fort Max. Right, Fort Max?
What?
Exactly.
Oh, I forgot what I was saying now.
Something about Gokaio.
Oh, it's pretty great.
I think you were saying something
about...
This series
is going to be pretty expensive to collect with all these add-ons.
Yeah, let's talk about the add-on system for Gokaio.
Right. They'll also have powers based on previous Zords. And the first three are from Gow Ranger, Deca Ranger, damn it, and Magi Ranger.
Why damn it?
Because it's expensive.
It is kind of expensive for just being one part of the Deca Ranger robo.
Yes.
Seems kind of odd. Must be all the lights and sounds.
It's got, what, 5 lights and sounds things in it?
5 sounds.
Yeah.
And probably just the chest lights.
Yeah.
Like your mom.
I noticed that the Deca Ranger vehicle has the skull and crossbones branded on the top of it.
Well,
you notice that the lion add-on is twice as expensive as the others.
Apparently, the lion add-on is more like the large version.
Yeah. Like the Pegasus mode.
Wait, what?
That's what they called it, Pegasus Megazord in Wild Force.
Did they?
Yes.
Okay, I don't remember. I think they only did that once, anyway.
Yeah, so it's not worth remembering, really.
But I think the Gow Lion...
Kilby just logged on.
Yeah. Yeah, this week we have a special guest, Brian Kilby. Probably.
Maybe.
Well, we'll see.
At the moment, he's just special.
Very special.
No more than the rest of us.
No, I think he is a little bit more than the rest of us. I'm sure he'll be along shortly. Maybe.
That's what we said before we started, and look how that turned out.
He's going to log back off in here a second. It's like, oh shit, they're on, I better go. So the Gokai gun...
Oh, I know, wait. Fort Max?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to ring Kilby because you started the call. That's why it's not working when I do it.
That's what your mom says.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm kind of disappointed with how they did the Magi Dragon being as red as it is and not really looking like the Magi Dragon.
I don't really recall what it looked like, so...
Well, it looked kind of like that, but not as red.
This looks more like a pterodactyl.
Yeah, that's about right. Oh, look, I think we got Brian on here now.
So, is Mazinger Z, is that Sentai?
No.
No.
Oh, shit. I guess I'm on the wrong podcast.
We'll probably talk about that anyway, though.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're just talking about the Pirate Power Rangers that Japan's having next year.
That sounds pretty awesome. So when are they getting Zombie Power Rangers?
Probably a year after.
It sounds like Bandai is like a decade past, though, on the meme. I think right now Zombies, definitely the general nerd, cool. Pirates, you know.
It's taken them this long to get to pirates, and they had two on ninjas.
Ninjas are so 1990s.
It's time for werewolves to make a comeback.
Yeah, well, you know, Eclipse.
No, I mean werewolves.
Yeah, I mean, you know. So do you like the guy from I mean, what do you think about the dude with the werewolf powers from that?
Jack Nicholson?
He's actually way cooler. So
okay.
So, Mickey, you were going to say something about the Gokai gun?
That you don't remember anymore? I've already forgotten.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I threw Eclipse.
That's kind of how we work here.
Yeah, this is about par for a course. I mean, you've listened to us record before.
Actually, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. That's why you walked out. I can understand why you would deny listening to us, since most people do. Okay, what else?
They're already reporting the second Megazord for the series, allegedly.
Yeah, there's that rumor. Which is the Megazord made of parts of other Megazords.
Well, there's your zombies right there.
That is true. That's pretty awesome, actually. So is it like a conglomeration of like classic Megazords of the past, or is it like Megazords that they just made up for this purpose? Is it like an ad hoc Megazord?
In theory, it would be ad hoc Megazord. Like all new pieces based on older Zords. The problem is we don't know specifically what from what.
Yet.
Like, how many different series had blue shark Zords? Fort Max?
Galranger's the only one that comes to mind.
Well, and Ghost Ager.
That was a dolphin.
No, that was Hurricaneer that had the blue dolphin.
Oh, wait, yeah, the dolphin's the Ghost Say Wonder version.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's two. Hopefully it will be Wild Force.
Well, I don't know, because the second Megazord is supposed to be made up of parts from Megazords from teams they'll meet after the first three add-ons. And they're already going to have a Galranger representative that way.
They will do some Dynaman.
Which brings up an interesting point. Exactly how far back are they going to go when remembering old teams?
I guess it depends how many episodes you're going to devote to visiting each team. Mm-hmm. You know, when Decade was going, they visited all of the modern series, and then they went back and did like two or three of the older ones.
Well, the older ones they did was Black Horex, and Amazon.
Amazon. Fort Max.
Wait, who?
Amazon!
You did it wrong. Which is really your catchphrase, but you know.
Your mom does it wrong.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
She dies.
So very wrong.
So this is the anniversary show for, what is it, 35 years now of Sentai?
Yeah, 35th anniversary
35
of Sentai.
Years.
That's almost absurd.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of sad in a way.
Sentai is kind of like Scooby-Doo, and it keeps trucking along in the same plot.
It's older than I am. Wow.
Now, I believe Masked Rider is coming up on its 40th.
Mm-hmm.
But Masked Rider has not
been going consecutively for 40 years, technically.
Right. Right. Sentai has been going continuously for 35 years.
Well, with a little break for Spider-Man.
Oh, that
shut up, Fort Max.
Masked Rider was kind of like Doctor Who, and that took a break in the 90s, right?
Yeah, basically.
So is this the same Masked Rider they played on Fox Kids?
No. Yes.
Wow.
No, that was the best of the Masked Riders.
Shut up. I know round about where you live, I will come down there and hunt you for saying something that horrible.
You didn't lunch for me.
You want to get lunch first?
Yes, Jack in the Box.
Well, awesome. The closest Jack in the Box to here now is the one we ate at last week.
That's still closer to you than to me.
Yeah, and of course, with the red being the Tyrannosaurus, that's either going to be Time Force or...
Time Force? What the hell are you thinking?
I didn't think of that. That's...
Wait, I thought we were talking about Jack in the Box.
It could be the Q-Rex.
I'm getting Jack in the Box for breakfast, just despite XV.
You're spotting me as well.
I like you, so I guess I won't then.
Good. Because sometimes it's 3 in the morning and you need tacos and egg rolls and chicken biscuits and hamburgers all at the same place.
This is true.
I love Jack in the Box so much. But, you know, they got rid of the monster taco, and that was my favorite thing there.
My sister-in-law got sick eating one of those.
Well, I'm sure that's because the Jack in the Box she ate at sucks.
No, it was pretty awesome. She doesn't eat tacos, quote unquote, away from home. And she Whatever ate a taco that she didn't make, and it made her sick. It was like her kryptonite.
Taco Bell almost killed me once with salmonella, so I won't eat there anymore.
I've seen bad things in the Taco Bell here, so I won't eat there anymore either. You know, they should make a fast food Sentai.
I think they should just make like a Mexican-themed Sentai. It could have a sombrero for the Megazord mode.
And of course, let's see, the yellow lion, that's probably going to be Live Man.
No, that could be Hurricanger.
Ah.
Or Z-Ranger.
That's Tiger.
Enough. Tigers and lions are the same things.
And bears, oh my. Well, you know, there is a yellow bear, a yellow tiger, and a yellow lion, so...
And, of course, the green's allegedly a dragon.
Well, we're not lucky enough to have that be the dragon zord, though, I don't think. There must be another choice there.
Well, maybe it will be the dragon zord, so Bandai can have an excuse not to bring it to America.
Yeah, that would be just about perfect.
And, of course, Pink, being a bird,
Could be just about damn anything.
Yeah.
Could be Kaku Ranger.
Well, technically that was white.
Well, it was pink in America, so they could stretch it.
Stretched your mom.
He died.
Your mom's pants are stretched.
Yeah, I mean, there's too many possibilities for Pink Bird to try to nail it down any. At least with Red Tyrannosaurus, there's only, like, 3 choices.
Let's just have a pink rooster.
Pink rooster?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Now, what's the third possibility for Tyrannosaurus?
View Ranger, Abba Ranger, and you said Time Ranger.
Wasn't Abba Ranger a Velociraptor?
No.
No.
Or?
It's clearly a Tyrannosaurus.
They call it a Tyrannosaurus.
That's what I get for not having watched it.
Did you not watch Dino Thunder either?
I watched Dinosaurs.
Oh, God.
Wham, bam, it's a Dino Jam.
It's the Dinosaurs.
I haven't seen any of Dino Thunder.
How could you have not...
fix that sometime.
Yes, we'll have to address that. But how could you have not watched any Dino Thunder?
Didn't have Toon Disney.
I haven't watched any.
No, that's just because you're old.
Your mom's old.
Yeah, we're really going to have to do something about this Dino Thunder problem in the near future. Because you really have to watch some of that.
I've seen the theme song in Portuguese.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Foreign
Power
Rangers.
It was Polish, wasn't it?
Yeah, Polish. Portuguese was the White Ranger theme. Dino Rangers was Polish. It was Dino Ranger Schmaltz.
What the hell are you doing to the cat?
Okay, those are bad things to ask without context.
Well, Ben's like holding the cat on his lap and it's just like growling and hissing and... He doesn't appear to be doing anything.
Well, possibly the cat doesn't want to be there.
Oh, he said the cat was sleeping and he woke him up to mess with him.
Well, then it all makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
So no Xbox tonight?
Oh, he's playing.
Oh. He can multitask, I assume.
Yeah. Well, actually, he's just making characters in Call of Duty, so...
Oh. Well, that's hardly multitasking, now, is it?
Were we talking about Gokaiger at some point?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay.
But that's the magic of our show.
And the Hessian device isn't a cell phone, so...
Hessian.
That's great.
It is a cell phone.
Changed it into a cell phone for America.
It is a cell phone. It's a weird cell phone, but it is a cell phone.
It's a pirate kind of cell phone.
Yeah, it's called the Mobirate.
Do you get good reception on the high seas?
Maybe it's a satellite phone.
Well, they know it gets bad reception.
Well, at least that way it accounts for there not being any towers.
The only time I've ever seen movies deal with satellite phones was Jurassic Park and Congo.
Yeah, but that was the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Actually, that was the early 90s. But, you know, the only good thing to come out of Jurassic Park was that Dennis Nedry figure. That apparently I have to reference in everything I do.
Can I hear someone else's cat?
No,
yeah, that's
mine. Oh, I thought that was your thingamajig.
No. This is the thingamajig right here. That was the thingamajig.
Oh, those dulcet tones.
Yes. Okay. That's all you get.
Brian, I'm
more
adding
check
you
out YouTube.
I'm adding you to the intro this week, and that's going to be the quote I'm going to use for you.
Awesome.
Okay, so anything else on Gokaiger?
No, I think we exhausted picks. About 10 minutes ago.
Which is why we've been talking about cats and thingamajigs.
All right, so let's move on to something more interesting.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
Well, that's more interesting.
Awesome.
Why are you having a heart attack?
No, I was laughing. Sorry.
Oh. No, actually, isn't it time for something less interesting?
No, we didn't address the samurai premiere date yet.
Well, that's still less interesting than Gokaiger.
All right, so yeah, when true. Is it?
Allegedly, February 5th.
Which...
You say allegedly like it's a crime we're accusing it of.
It could be. We haven't seen it yet.
I know. I mean, just think
just
if it's another... Think if it's another...
Rumored
if it,
to be.
If it's another Operation Overdrive, it is a crime.
And plus, we were going to have reruns of the older Power Rangers series in October.
Yeah, so... I've really been enjoying those, by the way.
Yeah, I enjoy them just as much as my new Dragon Zord.
Yeah...
I enjoy them as much as I enjoy my Thunderwing. Oh, wait, no, I do have that.
Thunderwing is awesome.
Yep, he is. It took me a while to realize it, but he is.
Fort Max, do you have Thunderwing?
No.
Ray.
Well, I'm in an awkward...
You're glad he doesn't have it?
I'm in an awkward position. No, I'm in an awkward position here, though, in that now I like Fort Max better than all three of you put together.
That's funny because I'm in an awkward position with your mom.
Yes.
One of them's going to die.
Yeah, but which one? I guess it
we'll
depends how awkward
each other in death.
It depends how awkward the position is, I suppose.
Yeah, it usually does.
It's a complex police system involved.
But yeah, that's interesting. The Samurai Forever air date is like a week before Gokaiger starts.
Yes.
Which, thankfully, also means we know when Gokaiger ends.
Woohoo!
Sadly, we still have, like, 9 more weeks of it.
Yes.
So is Dragon Ball Z Sentai?
No. Well, there is the Ginyu Force, so that kind of counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
The live-action movie might be. But I
don't
think it was
It would count as Toku,
right.
But not Sentai.
I didn't watch it, so I wouldn't know.
It's awful. You should watch it.
You should understand that when he says that he's also watched Catwoman voluntarily.
Wow.
I own Catwoman voluntarily twice.
Wow.
DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah. I can't imagine what more you get out of that movie in high definition.
Okay, well, the special effects in it, the CG of Catwoman herself, looks like something from a PS1 game, like Colony Wars, a cutscene. And when you upgrade that to 1080p, it makes it look all the shittier.
And now we know.
You can actually polish a turd.
Or at least make it really high resolution.
Yes.
You can magnify a turd. What are we talking about?
How Gokaiger's going away and we're all happy.
But we still have to suffer with it for over 2 more months. That's less happy.
Extremely.
But
extreme!
Of course. Thank you, Fort Max.
This is Gokaiger. It doesn't deserve that.
Well, since we're on the subject, I guess we know what it's time for now.
Something completely uninteresting.
Yes.
And now for something completely uninteresting.
What are we up to, 41?
Yep. And like I warned you all last time, it's another airy episode.
Sigh.
I thought they might have forgotten to do that in between weeks.
Or she could have just, like, died or something. You know, that doesn't happen often enough anymore, you know, Sentai characters just, like, dying off in the middle of the series.
And it's never the characters you want to die, too.
Yeah, they really should consult with us on that.
Well, of course, that would be the entire cast. So
I was going to say, if we had our way, there would be no more Ghost Ager cast, and I don't know what they would do for the additional 41 weeks out of the season.
Yeah.
So anyway,
bring
how
back
bad
the
was
launcher?
It?
Yes.
Shinkenger first.
Whatever. So how bad was this episode?
Well, this episode's about Metal Alice abandoning a machine with no combat ability, and Airy adopts it.
Oh, I see. You know, it really would have been better as a Datus episode.
That's next week, apparently.
Crap. All right, continue. We might as well get this over with.
Yeah. Airy names the machine Koro and teaches it about the power of friendship and rice balls.
Well, I have to admit, I couldn't have asked for better than that.
Not in Ghost Ager, anyway.
Right. So, how does this... Yes?
It turns out Alice was just using it to spy on the Ghost Agers, and she eventually turns its combat mode back on. And to the robot's credit, its first action is to shoot Airy in the face.
Hell yes.
Did it burn her ears off?
She was morphed at the time, so no.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Did it at least make off with her rice ball recipe?
It did until she flew it out into space so it could self-destruct.
Oh.
She flew the recipe out into space?
No, the robot.
Did she throw it in front of a flaming comet that was on fire in space for no particular reason?
Yet again, nothing that interesting or awesome happens in Gosei. How many times do we have to say
it? Seriously, why was that comet on fire?
Because comets are hot.
Comet would have melted. Comets are made of ice.
No, they're made of fire. That's why they got the fire tail behind them.
Yeah.
You learned this in school.
And in Power Rangers the movie. So, yeah.
And that's pretty much it for this week, thankfully.
So, you said next week looks like a Datus episode.
Yeah, Hyde abandons Datus to be captured by the Machine Empire.
So, basically, they're trading.
So, there's a happy ending?
No, he probably comes back.
I bet you anything they're just copying Metal Alice's plan.
See, the Ghost Ager should do like the Die Rangers did and tell Datus that his mother is waiting for him at the airport. While they go moving into another house. But
see,
again,
that's the problem with the Ghost Ages is that they make everything worse, but they're not trying to be dicks. If they were being evil like, you know, they were in Die Ranger, they'd be a lot more fun.
I know, it'd be so much better if they were being that way on purpose. I mean, they'd at least be interesting characters then, or entertaining, or maybe tolerable, I don't know.
Less excruciating.
Well, I'll take what I can get.
Just like with your mom.
Yeah. I really hope Gokaiger is better than Ghost Ager.
I really don't see how it could be worse.
It would be really unfortunate to have two Sentai series in a row that I can't stand. Especially when the theme of the next one is so good. Pirates fix everything, though, right?
No, I still think pirates break everything. Then they drink the liquor and make off with the women.
See, that would be great if that's what Gokaiger was about.
If they just went around raping everybody?
Only poetry stops rape.
Yeah.
Well, this is Japan, so you never know.
Only poetry stops tentacle rape?
I don't think anything can stop tentacle rape. Because they'll just keep coming after you.
And they don't take to poetry? So how about that O's?
O's.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hamburger, potato, drink! Hapodo!
O's typically is right on par with being the greatest thing ever again. So much it screws up my sentences, they don't make any sense.
Yes, and we do finally get actual proof. Well, it's actually now confirmed that
it works on
Kate
Fort
Moss's secretary's job is eating cakes.
Although, to be fair, what was Fort Max's excuse before O's started?
Maybe O's like ripples backwards through time.
Okay.
But this episode starts out with some great stuff from Ankh of him trying to set the entire restaurant on fire with his brain.
Well, we've all had moments
like that.
Throwing
a tantrum because they still haven't found any of his medals.
Yeah.
And managing to control the camera angles as well.
Ankh is magic.
Yeah. I really liked that editing when he was just blowing up in his room.
Yeah. I like AG's cow hat.
Whoa.
It's a pretty great
hat.
There's
another thing your mom said to me last night.
Next week's show is going to be so great. But yeah, this was an odd costume theme for the restaurant this week.
Which is kind of saying something in general about Couscous Gay.
Yeah. Well, it was
Western themes would be very popular in Japan.
It was okay up until the point that she lassoed AG around the neck. Then it just seemed to be going bad places.
And then she started squirting Ankh in the face with water pistols, and then you just knew that he's going to murder the shit out of her.
We've always kind of suspected.
Yeah.
It's like she's... It's like a kid... Watching her with Ankh is like watching a kid play with matches. Because you're just like screaming at the TV, don't do it.
Or a food processor or a microwave with the door broken off. Maybe that's just me, though. What?
We were about to talk about how Kogami's secretary finally exhibited a shard of personality.
Yes. I'm no longer convinced that she is a cell metal-powered robot.
Apparently she has a Mini Cooper, and she goes on vacation. And that's the extent of her personality.
But she actually emoted while she was explaining that.
That's true.
At least a little bit.
So she
for once, she's not hiding behind a TV screen or stuffy or eating cake, so...
Or going to Ankh to claim his debt.
Yeah.
Not having watched this, or even having a clue what you guys are talking about, was she like just wearing panties when this was being said?
Okay.
No, we're not that lucky.
Kogami is a business guy.
He bakes a lot of cakes.
He does nothing but bake cakes.
In his office.
Go on and on and on about birthdays. And so his secretary, who we're talking about, so far her only job has been to carry on a video screen to deliver his messages and eat his cakes that he makes.
Yeah.
That sounds like a damn good job.
Yeah. And so she's always got this plate of like a quarter of a chunk of sheet cake in front of her that she's just got this little tiny fork just eating away at.
It really gives you like sort of a lens into the Japanese economy.
Economy?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that they can have people whose job it is just to sit around and eat freaking cake.
Oh.
And
but to be fair, Kogami is pretty f***ing insane.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
also, someone's going to have to eat all those cakes.
Can't be somebody's birthday every day. Well, statistically it could, but...
Well,
statistically it is.
Well, and this is Kogami, who goes out and looks to see whose birthday it is today.
Yeah.
So the secretary passes on her job responsibilities on to Goto.
Who in turn passes him on to his subordinate.
Yeah.
Who apparently doesn't have the appetite.
Again, it gives you an idea of what the Japanese economy is like. that these people can have subordinates.
The interesting thing is that Goto's subordinate was dressed in ride vendor gear, whereas I thought all the ride vendors had been massacred in the first episode.
From that squad, apparently, but...
I didn't realize there was more than one squad.
Of course there's more than one.
It's a wonder, then, that we don't see more of them going out to fight off the yummies. Like, they would have been really useful when those sharks were eating all the scientists.
Maybe it wasn't really another ride vendor. It's just some guy that Goto put his clothes on. I threw a wig on him and said, here, go eat this cake. Who are you? What am I doing?
Well, it's not like you would really complain if somebody told you to go eat cake all day.
Well, except that he doesn't seem like he wants to eat anymore.
Well, it's a lot of cake they put in front of him.
Yeah,
I don't know where the secretary
sort of
puts it all.
A monkey paw type wish, I think.
I don't know how the secretary doesn't gain any weight.
It's a very good question.
I suspect an eating disorder.
She purges nonstop.
Well, just as long as Kogami doesn't realize his cakes, you're going down the toilet.
Isn't that where they go anyway?
Okay, we're just getting into a whole different area here that we probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
We're making poop jokes. It's hilarious.
So yeah, stuff happened. I can't recall off the top of my head any of what it was, but stuff did happen.
Well,
okay, well, we got to see scary doctor people.
Dr. Maki.
No, not that doctor. Well, he was in this one.
Scary medical doctor.
Oh, her.
Yeah, like
human
right, how Japan's hospitals are apparently a hotbed of corruption and good old boy system with their surgeons.
Isn't that how the American hospitals are, too?
Oh, no. That's the best hospital system in the world. But yeah, apparently a hotshot female doctor is the best surgeon in the world, yet the other doctors don't like her, so they don't let her do any operations. They do them themselves.
Well, you know, she is a woman.
Well, that's true.
And it is Japan.
Clearly, she should not be doing surgery. She should be going and getting coffee for all the male surgeons.
And be objectified.
Birthing some babies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or subjectified.
And so her desire is to perform all the surgeries ever. Or something like that.
And so she goes about it in the middle of the night.
And apparently somehow it makes some other yummies that have like half coins power in them.
Which, I don't know if that was from her, though. I mean,
where were they?
They never
where
explained
else?
Where they came from. I kind of assumed that they were something Casley whipped up. He cut the cell metals in half and made little zombie monsters.
Well, you know, Kazali and Dr. Maki are working together, sort of.
Yeah, which that's
they might have collaborated
on scenario for Kazali, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. And, of course, by working with Dr. Maki, whether or not if the monsters go on and aren't and defeat O's, they get medals. If O's beat some, they still get medals.
Yeah.
Because Kogami's getting 60% of any medals that O's gets from destroying gummies.
Yeah, Kazali's really the smartest of all the greed.
Well, he's a cat.
At least in a business sense. Yeah, he's a cat. He'll just sit around and plot how he's going to eviscerate you in his sleep.
Oh, we got to see Dr. Maki put his little shoulder mannequin in his little office chair on his table.
Yeah, that's just creepy.
And Mizul and Uva are starting to think that Kazali probably has the right idea on how to go about things.
Yeah, they're a little slow.
Yeah, the right idea is obviously to disappear for 10 episodes.
Yeah, where the hell has he been?
Apparently getting along with Dr. Maki.
Yeah.
Well, he's a cat. Where do cats go when they leave
well,
the
also,
house?
He's been doing much. He's been doing much better than them because he hasn't lost any medals in those last 10 episodes.
That's true. The rest of them are getting their ass kicked on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kazali's kind of low on his medals anyway. I don't think he's got that many more to lose.
Yeah. Do you know part of this episode I really love, though? The Mexican standoff between Goto and Ankh.
Yes.
And when they're all wearing casts and on crutches in the hospital.
I gotta admit, I didn't recognize that was Goto at first. I'm too used to seeing him in ridebender gear with guns.
Well, he was sneering. I mean,
it doesn't narrow it down as much as it should, especially in this show.
And especially when Ankh is in the scene also.
Yeah.
And then Ankh abandons his ride.
Yes,
well, yeah, he got rocket punched off right into Goto's face.
And now he doesn't want to go back.
Yeah, Ankh's finally had enough of being humiliated week after week. So, yeah. Screw Officer Casualty. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Well, Officer Casualty is in a hospital that happens to be staffed by...
the best dick surgeons in the world.
Yeah.
Wait, dick surgeons?
Which may or may not be meant literally.
Well, they all are men.
Yeah.
So, you know.
They're very talented.
Scalpel. Forceps.
Plug out.
Wrong plug.
Insert your mom joke here.
Insert your mom into the plug.
And also, I do like... And, of course, the yummy managed to escape the... not maximum drive.
Scanning charge.
Yeah, managed to escape the scanning charge by jumping back into the host.
And then growing scary scalpel fingers.
Yes.
Which I guess is slightly less derivative than the scissor hands. Maybe.
Resembles but is legally distinctive from scissor hands.
Yeah.
Well, of course, this is the same show that uses a happy birthday song, so...
On two separate occasions, even.
Yes.
I hope we get again when Birth shows up.
That should be his battle theme.
Totally.
I will say that I can't hear that song without imagining all the Ride Vendor Squadron getting killed.
I know, that's going to put a damper in any birthday parties you go to from now on, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to start singing the song all slow and low-key party now. Happy birthday.
And that's how Masked Rider ruined happy birthdays for everyone.
What does this have to do with Saban's Masked Rider?
No, that ruined every day for everyone.
So what happens next week?
Well, I don't know. It's not next week yet.
Well, that's a very bad excuse.
I assume there's a yummy, a doctor, and some fighting, but I'm not really sure.
Oz will use some metals to transform and fight the monsters.
Oh, you know what was kind of creepy this episode? The design of the cat yummy.
I didn't find it that creepy.
Kind of disturbing looking. Cat girl in black leather corset.
It's Japan.
Yeah.
And also, they still look... They're still using the duct tape for when the... Yummy's inside the host.
The yummy mummy.
Yes.
Thankfully.
The fruity yummy mummy.
Yes. There was some other thing too, but now I forget.
The birth driver?
Well, there was that too. No, what I was thinking of was they showed some preview clips for the Movie Wars in the opening.
Yeah. Which they did that with a.
They do that with every. They do that with every. I mean, it's not a special thing they're doing here.
It's just for them to fit an extra commercial into the show.
Yeah.
And even the slipper is dressed up in a wedding gown.
I miss Double. Oz is great, but nothing will ever be Double again. You know, one bit of news we apparently missed in the last few weeks is that they're doing a direct-to-video Double movie thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Like they did for Shinkanger last summer.
Well, that's outstanding news.
Apparently, it's going... one segment's going to focus on XL, one's going to focus on Eternal, and the other one is going to focus on Oz.
Wait, so nothing's focusing on Double?
Double apparently shows up in the Oz segment.
Huh. That's interesting.
But still, it's more Double.
Well, except without much more Double.
It's got Excel, though.
Yeah, but Excel's not the greatest. Not maybe the Adventures of Him being married.
It's the Adventures of Him obtaining his gold form. You know, the yellow light form in between normal and trial.
Yeah.
justification for yet another figure arts?
Hiyakushiki Excel.
Though I wonder if we're ever going to see an actual Cyclone Excel.
No.
No.
Never going to happen. No, if they ever did Cyclone Excel Extreme, they'd have to find a way to make it where it's all three of them at once. You know, a Cyclone Joker Extreme with a red stripe down the middle.
That just sounds a little crowded.
It does, but I mean, there's been more crowded riders than that in the past. Deno's Super Climax form had six people inside it.
Super Climax?
Yes.
From start to finish.
Yes, Super Climax form.
Deno has the best names for things.
It's like Climax form, but with wings.
Are they wacky?
Does it trap the fluid better?
Thank you. I was hoping somebody would make that joke.
I almost didn't, but I felt that I had to.
You had to. But yeah, anyway. See, that's why you should be watching more Deno, Mickey. Climax jokes.
Actually, I've tried to download a couple episodes of Deno, but every time I do, the download never starts. It's been very irritating.
What do you mean it never starts?
I will click on it, and I'll say save file, and then it says connecting to whatever, and then it never starts pulling the data down.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's done that with Deno and with, which is it? Shit, that's what I was trying to watch. I can't think right now.
I don't know. What was it?
Oh, Shinkinder. That's what it was. I was trying to download episode 3, and it would have never started.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I wonder what's up with these file hosting services. I can't upload anything to multi-upload anymore.
Well, they're kind of fly-by-night anyway.
Maybe it just doesn't like you.
Mega Upload's been around for years, though.
Yeah, but I don't really... I wouldn't trust any of them as far as I could throw them, really.
I suppose.
That's why you go with torrents.
Well, if you would go with torrents, we wouldn't have near the problems we do every week.
That caused a lot of problems.
Yeah.
You and your Mac.
You and your mom.
Easy to use Fort Max's ass.
I gave my Mac to your mom.
She died.
So did
it. First she buzzed, then she died.
Okay, so that's O's for this week. Anything else before we go to break?
Do we need to repeat that Gokaiger looks awesome?
It really does, doesn't it?
Yes.
But then so did Ghostager before there was actually a show.
Yeah, true.
And you know, Operation Overdrive looked great before that show started. And you know what else looked great before it started?
The show?
No.
Us?
Saban's Masked Rider.
No, that show never looked great.
Well, it was better than the NASCAR cartoon, though.
Oh, yes.
No, it wasn't.
How could anything be worse than a NASCAR cartoon?
Actual NASCAR.
What?
What?
Actual real NASCAR.
Yeah, that would be worse. Fox had some bad things.
The Silver Surfer cartoon, so who are we to complain?
Silver Surfer.
At least it wasn't
bad.
The Fantastic Four cartoon.
No, the Silver Surfer cartoon was great. That's why it only lasted like 4 episodes. Because there is no God.
Didn't it come out the same year that we had Spider-Man Unlimited?
That was the CG. Was that the CG one on MTV?
No. Spider-Man Unlimited is one where Spider-Man went to an alternate universe, and it was weird and terrible.
Full of furries.
Yeah, that's the one.
And that was about the same time as Godzilla and Big Guy and Rusty, right?
Yeah.
Give or take.
I miss Big Guy and Rusty.
And they never finished airing Godzilla.
And they never will.
You have an unhealthy obsession with this Godzilla show.
For as bad as our Godzilla show was, it's kind of surprising.
I've seen the Godzilla cartoon. The movies, not so much.
Godzilla is the only movie ever.
What?
You're breaking up fairly badly there.
Yeah.
Worse than Mickey.
Godzilla is the only movie I've ever walked out.
And this is, I think, the only podcast he's walked out of.
Well, we're going to take a break while Kilby tries to put himself back together. We'll be back with Cyber Squad in a little bit.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
What exactly are you doing? Dead?
Come in, Nino.
Over 3,000 photos, more than a dozen different toy lines, 6 cameras. How do you measure 5 years? FigureReviews.com brings you in-depth reviews and the best toy photography online. Join RAC and XV for quality toy reviews, photography, and just plain awesome. FigureReviews.com.
Tammy eats real brand mayonnaise.
And now back to action with Superhero Time.
Okay, so this week we watched our second favorite thing ever.
Your mom?
Okay, maybe third favorite. No, we watched an episode of Cyber Squad.
Samurais for your protection.
Superhuman Samurai. Cyber Squad.
Woo. Who picked this one?
I did.
Good job, Fort Max.
The episode Malcontent, in which Helicon takes over Malcolm's body.
And we get to see Malcolm act like Tim Curry.
Who?
And we lost Kilby again.
That's okay.
Great.
So, Paladin, who was Malcolm acting like this episode?
Yeah, that guy from Rocky Horror Show.
You might as well say it. I can just dub it in if I have to.
Well, that's the whole point of next time, so...
He's also the guy from Muppet Treasure Island.
And, like, 2 episodes of Roseanne.
And Ferngully.
And Tailspin.
Ferngully, The Last Rainforest?
Yes.
It was the last one, you know.
Yeah.
Until the humans won.
Until the sequel.
Was there a sequel to that?
Yes.
Mind-numbing, isn't it?
I don't know if numbing is the right word, but...
All right, pop quiz. How many Land Before Time movies are there?
17.
12.
Fort Max isn't Fort Max? Guessing.
I have no idea. Like, too damn many.
Fort Max is closer right. without going over.
So how many are there, actually?
I don't know. I lost count.
Well, I think this is a job for somebody else.
So, Cyber Squad, Malcontent.
Yes. Okay, The Land Before Time is a series of animated films about dinosaurs. The series began in 1988 and was followed by a total of 12 direct-to-video sequels.
So that means there's 13 total.
Which means Paladin came closest without going over.
Okay.
Really?
Which Damn. Means he gets to go to the showcase showdown.
So what
yes, and there's one reason why this episode works with Cyber Squad, but wouldn't work with Power Rangers.
Oh, and you know what the other great thing about The Land Before Time is? The only voice actor to be in every movie is Frank Welker.
Well, he's in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's animated, then he's been in it.
And an animal. If it's an animal, Frank Welker has been inside it. Wait,
has
what?
Has he been inside your mom?
That's a fantastic quote.
I think I screwed that one up somehow.
No, I think you got it perfectly.
So I think we were trying to talk about Cyber Squad.
Yes. This the plot of this episode works with Cyber Squad, but wouldn't work with Power Rangers or any of the other toku adaptations for
Why
a
is that
simple
format?
Reason. The heroes don't know that they're going to school with the guy helping the villain out, and the villain doesn't know that the heroes are human.
Yes, because Cyber Squad was the rare thing in those series back then where secret identities actually worked.
Did they actually work, or were the kids just too stupid to figure it all out?
That they still work even if you're just too stupid to figure it out.
Well, what human could possibly defeat Helicon?
any
Definitely Matthew Lawrence.
I think just about any human could defeat Kilo Khan.
Just by turning off the computer?
Yeah. Also by not putting your hand up to it when he tells you to.
But Kilo Khan has processing of 400 megabytes.
That's a lot of megabytes.
You know, what was really great in this episode?
What?
Some of the specific computer jargon, like how Kilo Khan woke up on the wrong side of the baud rate.
Yeah.
Also great, Kilo Khan shoving a handful of chili into his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much the greatest thing ever in the whole episode.
And wearing a cape.
Yes.
You know, everything's better with capes.
What I love about the whole cafeteria scene is that when Matthew Lawrence realizes it's Kilo Khan, he decides to embarrass him as much as possible.
Yes.
Oh, it's my worst villain. I'm going to be a dick.
Always a
I'm
good
gonna lock him in a locker and forget
yes.
about
it. On how many series do you shove the big bad into a locker?
I don't know, and but more works. Should do it. You know, the thing about the cape, though, is that it kind of implies Malcolm must have had a cape somewhere to begin with.
Come on, he doesn't look like a cape wearer to you?
Well, he never does any other time.
Well, he was saving it for when he ruled all.
Naturally.
Precisely.
I don't know if I mentioned the last one about Cyber Squad, but it definitely held true in this episode. And that Cyber Squad is much more interesting before the battle footage starts. The human scenes have a lot more fun and character and interest in them. And as soon as they go into the computers, I just fall asleep.
Yeah, well, you know, Gridman only went for, what, 26 episodes?
Mm-hmm.
39, I think.
Whatever. You know, they had to do something to stretch out
and
the time.
Plus, when they're in the computers, you don't have the main characters interacting with Malcolm.
Right.
Malcolm is incredibly fun to watch.
Yeah.
And
especially when he's being Tim Curry.
Yes. And you got Amp, and you've got Starkey. And
yeah, Starkey is awesome.
I'd almost rather watch a show about nothing but the humans.
Yeah, I mean, it would sort of work. Kind of.
Wouldn't be quite as interesting, but yeah, I could see it.
So the problem with the battle footage is not that they reuse and recycle so much, is that the footage itself is pretty boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The combat isn't interesting, and, you know, it just sort of just goes on and on.
It's the same problem I have with any Ultraman-type series.
And plus, there's only one guy in there fighting the monster.
Well, sometimes there's robots.
Well, you don't get to see the characters interact as much.
Right. Yeah, the Gridman footage is definitely the low point of the series. Which just seems so weird to say.
Yeah, it was kind of the opposite of Power Rangers, where in Power Rangers I want to see more morph footage, more Zord battles.
Yeah.
And less of, you know, their acting.
Right.
Whereas with this one, you want to see
More Malcolm.
See Malcolm and
Mrs. Starkey.
Sam passing the idiot ball around.
And more Mrs. Starkey hitting people with ladles.
Yeah. And of course, the other thing that this episode shows is that really the only reason that Servo gets involved most of the time is because Malcolm is targeting Sam specifically. Or tricking Kilo Khan into, and often having to essentially trick Kilo Khan into going along with his plan.
Yeah, Malcolm's scheme's usually pretty petty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Which makes him all the more hilarious.
The thing is, you know, if I was in high school, I'd probably be the same as Malcolm, though, if I had that kind of power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd be taking out the assholes in school.
I could see that happening.
Somehow, in my mind, I more see that being Paladin, though.
Well, I was a lot more sour in my youth.
Yes,
I wasn't
but Paladin,
the bubbly, effervescent fellow you know today.
But Paladin is more sour right now.
That's because he's younger.
Yeah.
But I'm younger than him, so
Yes, but you're not normal.
But you're all kinds of bubbly. You're like a Powerpuff Girl over there.
Fort Max, you're our amp. He is. You can't really dispute that.
No, not so much.
So when am I going to be replaced by the surfer guy?
Well,
yeah, have we found a surfer yet?
Hopefully that'll be sometime after I've left the show.
It'd be great for next week. We can have the announcer guy say our names and say Rembrandt instead of Fort Max.
Yeah, I wonder if that guy has done anything since then.
I'm guessing
I don't
no.
I think so. He's probably surfed a lot. I bet you smoked a lot of pot, too.
Probably did that before the show.
Oh, they usually don't stop.
Let's see. Just do a quick search. Yeah, apparently... he did a few things in 1994, and then that's it.
Off the radar?
Apparently so. He was in at least one episode of Beverly Hills 90210.
Still more than Jason Jansen's done.
And he was in an episode of Boy Meets World.
Wasn't everybody in Boy Meets World at some point?
Yeah, probably so.
That show lasted like 30 seasons, didn't it?
It sure felt like it sometimes.
I never watched it.
That's okay.
You didn't miss anything.
But yeah, I really enjoyed...
Something I thought of while I was watching this Cyber Squad episode. I really wish someone would sub Gridman, because I'd love to know what was actually going on in this battle scene.
Yeah. It's not every day you get a monster burning a hole in the wall.
Yes.
By wall, I mean fabric of reality.
Yeah. I thought Black War Greymon sealed that gate.
This
was before then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great if Cyber Squad and Digimon were in the same universe. It would make absolutely no sense, but...
So when does Digimon ever make sense?
When does Cyber Squad ever make sense?
Digimon stopped making sense when they first went to the island and found vending machines on the beach.
Wasn't that like the second episode?
Yep.
Shut up. Digimon was great until they went to Frontier.
Frontier is good, damn it.
Hey,
no, it's not.
That doesn't mean that it had to make sense.
See, I've got a working theory that Digimon is only good in odd numbered seasons, but I haven't seen season 5 to test that out yet.
Season 2 was good.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
I really didn't like season 2. I just didn't like the new cast.
That's because you're wrong.
Apparently, but Cody sucks. That is the most irritating character.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's not about him.
It's
all about Dave.
10.
Dave is actually pretty okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with his flaming jacket.
It's just that Davis's unbridled obnoxiousness is what I like.
And the flaming jacket.
No, not so much that, no.
You know you want a flaming jacket.
All my jackets are flaming.
Yeah. I'm sure they are.
Because I burned them.
In a grease fire?
Yep.
Well, why were you wearing your jacket when you were trying to thin the grease with water?
Well, I didn't want it splattering on my body, I mean.
So the choice would be doing it while you have a jacket on or doing it with nothing on?
Well, yeah, how do you cook?
It's awesome.
Aren't you glad you made it back for that?
Yes.
So, Kilby, what did you think of this week's episode of Cyber Squad?
What the f*** Cyber Squad?
That will do. Yeah, I always enjoy when we talk about Cyber Squad.
Yeah, sorry.
Because it's fun.
It's yep. So rare we actually have something that's worth talking about.
That we enjoy.
Yeah.
That isn't Kamen Rider.
Yeah. We could talk about that more, too.
We should cover some episodes from older Kamen Rider shows.
Yeah, probably so.
Starfish Hitler.
Maybe not that old.
I have all of Amazon, so...
All of what?
Amazon.
Not close enough.
Not
see,
really.
This takes prior to Black RX, so...
So you don't shout it then?
Correct. If we were talking now in Decade, yeah, there's Amazon, but...
You're still doing it wrong.
Isn't that what I always do?
What, wrong?
Yeah.
Got a point.
I still say we should do Captain Power and the Soldiers of the Future.
Yeah, probably not. Maybe I should actually watch that episode I re-encoded for you.
Probably not that one. That one's not a very good example.
Then what did you want to watch it for?
I just picked a random episode. I searched on VO and I clicked the first link I came across.
Well, then how do you know any other episodes are better?
Well, this episode was just a poor example because most of it took place in the cyberweb.
Because he remembers them being better when he was a kid.
Yeah, how old were you when this was on?
What?
How old were you when this was actually on?
9 or 10. It's not that I remember them being better when I was a kid, so I don't think this episode is a good indication of what the main show was really like. This one was a little weird. Because, like I said, this one mostly took place in cyberspace. So, yeah, I think it's a very good representation of the show.
Oh.
Although it's weird to see them talk about cyberspace in, like, 87 and 88.
Weird to see a show have CGI work in 87, 88.
Yeah.
Wait, do they spell cyberspace with an S or a C?
Well, actually, they call it the cyber web.
Same question, though.
Yeah, but I mean, also that alludes to World Wide Web as well, which seems a little early for that, I think, but, you know.
It does, but when I was looking at the intro and stuff, I figured this was probably like 94, 95. So maybe it was just ahead of its time all around.
The toy line was cool, too, because you could shoot at the TV and play games with it.
That was pretty awesome.
Shooting the TV is always fun.
I remember that fondly.
But does it have some of the enemies flashing in the opening?
I think it does. If not in the opening, then they're all throughout the main show.
I know it's really
in the closing.
That they're flashing you?
Yeah. Like a Japanese Pokemon cartoon.
Yeah, I was more going for Headmaster's opening.
I don't recall the Headmaster's opening.
I remember Hotshot getting used as a shield again.
All I can think about is the Headmaster's theme song.
Head on! That is a great theme song.
It's not as awesome, though, as Beast Wars.
Which Beast Wars?
Japanese.
Oh, I don't know that one. I should, I guess, but...
Or the Italian one.
Yeah. Bio Combat.
Yeah. Good times. Good times.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I like the Super Link theme song. Even though I hate the show.
Go WoW.
Yeah, it's fun to sing in the car at full volume. Especially when you don't speak Japanese, you're trying to sing along to it anyway.
I like Micron Legends' first theme song better.
Then there's Cyber Squad's theme song, which we were talking about at one point.
Were we?
Probably.
I think we talked about it last week.
We did. Mickey, weren't you going to talk about the toys?
I was. I really don't have anything to say about them, though, I guess, now.
Way to help out, Mickey.
That idea didn't really pan out once I played them some more, because I figured we already kind of talked about them, so...
Well, I'll talk about it again.
Talk about that part of a roleplay toy.
For 39 cents.
This one time at a thrift store, I saw a 39-cent part of a roleplay toy, and
which
I didn't buy
it.
They haven't shut up about it yet.
Not like we ever shut up about anything.
That's right.
That isn't Godzilla, at least.
Although, I did find my second servo figure, though, so I can form both of the combinations at once now. I've got the regular red servo, then I've got him in blue as well.
The blue one was one of the other characters.
It was a Tank.
Okay, I couldn't remember which color was which.
Tank was blue. I think Amp was green.
Yeah, that sounds like Amp.
I don't remember what color Sid was.
Purple?
I don't think they released a pink one, did they?
Purple, I think.
Was it? Yeah, that sounds right.
Well, we have internet. Look it up.
That's all. My keyboard's all the way over there to my feet.
I didn't design your desk.
Well, no, it's a Mac. That's why it's like that.
You got a DDR pad for a keyboard.
No, it's just that Steve Jobs doesn't want anyone to see more than one button.
Actually, I kind of like the DDR pad keyboard idea. I wonder if that would sell.
I'm afraid it would.
I want one of those holographic screens like they had in Minority Report.
Sold as a product for Macs? Yeah, it'd sell.
It's basically the Kinect.
The holographic keyboard or the DDR pad?
Which is made by Microsoft, so it would not be for Macs then.
Apple could have had it. But they were bastards.
The Kinect, you mean the thing that apparently doesn't really need to be there because you'll still be playing the game just fine without doing anything?
What?
There's a guy held a remote. That was a game where you could just base. If you used a controller, you could just hold down the accelerator and it.
This is like Sonic Riders.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much the basis for all Sonic games. Keep going.
Yes.
See, that's why I don't think 3D Sonic games work.
They only work in the first level, then the rest of the game falls apart.
Once you get
past Sonic Adventure 1 and 2, but I don't think they're good games.
Sonic Adventure 1, not the first level, but the level at the seaside is amazing, but the rest of the game just blows hard.
And I guess Sonic 4 doesn't really count.
No.
No. I like Sonic 4, though, the first chapter.
It hurts my eyes to look at.
I still miss hand-drawn games, though.
Well, we still get them occasionally.
Yeah, but not in Sonic.
Ah, well.
Gaming,
what about the
now.
Sonic Rush games? Aren't they hand-drawn?
Do they still make those?
No, those are polygons. Sonic Advance was the last hand-drawn ones.
Okay. So I guess we're done talking about Cyber Squad. There wasn't a Cyber Squad video game, was there?
I don't think so.
I don't think it lasted that long.
That's kind of too bad.
It would have been terrible anyway.
That's why it's too bad.
It's kind of sad that VR Troopers got a video game and this show didn't.
How bad was the
VR Troopers
had
a video
game?
Yes, it did.
How bad was that?
That was on the Super Nintendo, wasn't it?
How many different games did they splice it from?
Level 1 is Super Mario.
Level 2 is...
It was a ROM hack?
Level 2 is Pac-Man.
That's what the VR Troopers game should have been.
Yes, seriously.
And then you have some levels where they're all together for once, and it looks completely different.
VR Troopers.
The back of a package for that. Screenshots for different games on it.
VR Troopers was such a mess. We should watch another episode of that sometime.
No.
What? Not until there are some good quality versions of Season 2 episodes.
Or at least some watchable Season 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Or at least some Season 2 episodes of acceptable video quality. Because I don't think good quality or watchable really apply to VR Troopers.
Or us.
Well,
the advantage with us is that you only have to listen.
Yeah.
VR Troopers game. So how bad is this?
Pretty bad.
Oh, it was a Sega game.
Yes.
Well, then it probably was crap.
Hey.
We had blast processing, I'll remind you.
7 megahertz. It was awesome.
Oh, man, yeah, listen to this music.
7 megahertz.
And we did what Nintendo didn't.
Actually, I had Nintendo, too. Actually, I prefer Nintendo, but I still love Sega.
Yeah, actually, I had a Genesis and not a Super Nintendo.
I have like six.
Oh,
Genesis.
God, what's wrong with her faces?
It's a Genesis game.
I think they might have erased part of Tao's face. Or possibly smashed it into a wall. I'm not sure. But shouldn't
he
have
failed to break a board.
Shouldn't his nose be sticking out a little bit from his forehead?
This cutscene never ends. Oh my god.
Again, it's a Genesis game.
It's like 2 solid minutes of cutscenes.
Yeah!
Do I want to know what that was about?
I'm sure you don't.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, this frame rate is incredible.
I wonder how much money got wasted on development for this.
Fucking quarters with every penny they put into it. It's giving me Eternal Champions flashbacks.
I need to play Eternal Champions again. I picked it up on the Sega CD, but I haven't played it yet.
I never played the Sega CD version. I heard it was better. Oz the dog.
I haven't got that far yet.
I skipped ahead.
What is wrong with Grimlord's face, too?
The same thing that's always wrong with his face.
But it seems worse.
Yeah, oh, and...
It's a fighting game.
Professor Hartle looks even scarier than normal.
I always thought Professor Hart was handled kind of oddly in the show. In that he was apparently sucked into VR space or whatever, and nobody made any effort to get him back out.
Are you sure you're not confusing him with Ryan's dad?
Well, I mean, they both kind of had the same problem, didn't they?
No, he was kind of killed.
They brought him back.
Was kind of almost killed.
Like, kind of killed?
What?
They were able to save his mind.
And that's why he was living in the computer?
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
See, it was a season 2 episode.
Oh. Maybe I never saw it. But see, this game really does suck. It's just a fighting game. I was expecting, like, bad platformer.
But still, it looks better than the actual footage from the show.
It's because it's newer.
Yeah. Yeah, if they would have just, you know, taken this and rendered a show from it.
Yeah, Jeb!
See?
Where was that at?
It was after the first fight.
Oh.
3 minutes in, 3:05, something like that.
4 minutes, 40 seconds.
There we go, is it like 3:10?
Ugh.
I'm surprised they didn't animate his tongue sticking out.
While everything else froze around it. You know what this game needs? The battle grid. Death.
There is a battle grid, but it...
They don't change costumes for it.
Right, they need the costume change.
Yeah.
They need the repainted Power Ranger costumes. And that's
was
why
there
this
a Beetleborgs game...
I don't think there was.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that would have had scary...
Well, anyway, the VR Trooper game still makes more sense than Zeo Battle Racers.
If only that game had been delayed by a year.
So we could have...
Battle Racers.
No, it'd still be called Zeo.
No, it would be the Zeo designs and characters, but it would be called Turbo.
Ah, they're Ranger costumes. Kids will never know the difference.
No, it would be called Turbo, a Power Rangers racing game. No?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay, well, that's probably our show for this week.
Yeah, that I think was like a half hour ago. Already.
Yeah. Next week, we won't have our regular show. Instead, we will have a very special feature for you. But no
your
Twitter
mom.
Theater. Yeah. Next week is Superhero Time Does Your Mom. All night long.
Perhaps she'll die.
And she'll swallow a fly. And anything else.
I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
Sure you know why. You gave her a nickel.
Excellent.
This Battle Racers game looks terrible.
It is. I've played it. Well, thanks to Brian for the 5 minutes he was actually here this week.
Sorry.
It's too late for apologies.
I can remember that trick for our next show.
What? What?
What?
What? Right.
Who?
Oh, that's who.
Oh, that's fantastic. Right. King Mondo's on a fat person trike bike.
What?
In the Battle Racers game King Mondo is riding a fat person three-wheeler motorcycle.
Nice. Well, he is pretty rotund.
It reminds me of someone. Can't put my finger on it.
I put my finger on your mom.
That was it.
It died.
Your finger?
Yeah.
Shriveled up, turned black.
Yeah.
Got into your finger so it went bad, so you cut it off.
Okay, that's our show. Thanks for listening.
So long.
See you in 2 weeks.
Don't yeah, next week. Next week, Mickey gets to go to a Christmas party instead of recording a show.
Yay.
But I'll still be here.
Don't threaten them, please.
This has been Superhero Time with your hosts, XV, Hey Mickey, Paladin, and Fort Max. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.
Tim Curry.